Good afternoon, everybody. It's afternoon in Ireland anyway, and I hope you are all well on this beautiful Friday in August. Today on this Live Maps chat event, I am joined by the amazing Mike Armstrong. Mike, I am delighted to have you here all the way from Wales. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. Loving life as usual.
Excellent. So Mike, you are going to chat to us now for the next few minutes. And tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement in the map. So maybe just initially, as an introduction to people who may not know you, I suppose who you are and what do you do in the world?
Yeah, well, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a sales and marketing specialist. I'm a podcaster, social media influencer, and a speaker. And I love helping people as well. So I'm a bit of a philanthropic entrepreneur. And so I love helping people in the area of sales and marketing and business growth, and you know, trying to get their events and their brand and their business, their products more known around the world. I'm a global networker, so I love meeting people. And one of the ways in which I help people as well is by introducing the people that I've met to the people I already know and to the new people that I meet on a regular basis. I'm constantly networking, whether it be on social media, on Clubhouse, on Zoom, in the real world events, business shows, all these sort of places. I meet lots of people, and then sometimes these people need to know each other, so I connect them together.
Wow, that's great. That's a lot of things that you do. How do you find all the time of the day to do all of that?
Well, I work from when I wake up in the morning to when I fall asleep at night. But luckily, I'm a Libran, so I believe in a well-balanced life. So I consider part of work is also going out for a walk and going for a bike ride and looking after myself as well. So I'm lucky that I've got a lot of energy, which means I can do what people class as proper work. I can do that all the time. And I only need to take breaks now and then because I've just got a lot of energy. But I know when I need a break. I'm in tune with myself. And I know if I need a break, if I need a weekend off, or I need a day off, or I need to go walk in the sunshine, I do that. So I manage myself completely. I manage my time. I manage my mindset. I manage who I surround myself with. I'm in control of my whole life and my whole destiny. And so therefore, also as well, I love what I do, which basically means that it doesn't feel like work to me. So I can work all the hours under the sun. And it's just me enjoying myself, having fun. So
fantastic.
That's how I'm able to do it.
Yeah. So you basically just get up every day and just do all the things that you love and then go to bed at the end of that day, haven't had a great day.
Yeah, exactly. I can work sort of like 16, 17 hours and not feel as tired as someone doing 8 hours a day for someone else because they're not enjoying what they're doing and I love what I'm doing.
Yes, 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 yes. I love that. Fantastic. And how did you fall into all of that?
Well, I've always been in control of my own life, even when I worked for others, because I was entrepreneurial by nature and by spirit. So I always got into sort of management and in companies where they let me have a free rein. And then when they got so big and the rein sort of wasn't so free, I then left, like, you know, because I'm a free spirit. I like to do things my way. I like to do things having fun, you know. And so, that's how I come about, really. So I've been in sales all my life. I've been an entrepreneur since 11. I've been employed in sales since 16. I've been in management since 18.
Wow.
So pretty much I've always gravitated towards the things that I enjoy. When I was a young kid, I didn't know what I wanted to be other than like Richard Branson. I wanted to be my own boss or an entrepreneur. So I didn't bother going to university, although I would have been able to. I was educated enough, but I just decided just to follow the path of sales, entrepreneurship, business, and just work my way to wherever my destiny is.
Brilliant. And sales is all about people. It is all about networking and talking and all of that. So it's, I can see where the whole link, sales and networking, it's the whole thing in marketing. It's the whole shooting caboodle, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, ultimately, sales, business is sales. You know, without sales, you haven't got a business.
Yeah.
And business is about meeting people, finding new customers. So you have to meet people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right being good at what you do, but how are you going to actually get it out there? Like, so yeah, it's amazing. And just before we go into the detail of the maps, just a curious question came to me there is, what were you doing at 11 that was entrepreneurial?
Well, I had Sky TV fitted in my bedroom and hardly any of the kids in school had it. So I used to record all the movies and sell them to the kids in school. It's probably called copyright infringement, but I didn't know. I was 11. I was just keen to make some money. I learned the art of wholesale to retail. So I used to go to shops, buy in bulk, and sell in smaller quantities. You know, sweets, matches, the odd cigarettes, anything like that. Anything that the kids wanted in school.
Fantastic. I love it. I love it. I love it. Excellent. Well, listen, okay, so in the interest of time, crack into MAPS event, 12th to the 18th, this wonderful event that Elaine Sugar has created and out of basically nothing. Your involvement is you are going to run the network meetings every day of that week from the Monday to the Friday for about the roughly kind of 90 to 120 minutes, 1.5 to 2 hours. And they're roughly around the lunchtime mark of US time, EST time, which is around afternoon, evening of English time, UK time. Tell me what is the purpose of those network events and why they are important?
Well, the purpose of all networking events really should be to find like-minded people who you can collaborate with. A lot of people go networking and they think they're looking for end user customers, and you can find a few of those and connect with some people who may want to use your product or service. But actually, if you can find like-minded people who share values, share similar goals, and they're in a similar sector, they can become lead referral partners for you, joint venture partners, collaborators, and whatever. So the whole idea of the networking event, well, the whole event is about sort of mental well-being, affirmations, positivity, all that sort of stuff. And so a lot of people involved, speakers and marketeers and collaborators, are all in that sort of sector. So the networking event's going to be an extension of that, really, where people from the sort of the mind, mental wellness sector, you know, affirmation, positivity sectors, people from who are, you know, just entrepreneurs, but they believe in the right mindset and having positivity in their life and that sort of thing. These sort of people are going to gravitate towards these events, and they're going to want to connect and network and, you know, potentially use your products or services if you're in that area. Or they may, you know, like say, want to do another event with you again, or speak at one of your events, or go on your podcast, or, you know, do a live on your social media, whatever. You know, it's just a great place to meet like-minded individuals across the world. And, you know, and really build some great relationships, just like I myself did with Elaine. We met in my Clubhouse room, which is called Screw the Big Rooms on Clubhouse. And she used to come in with lots of other great people from all around the world. And when she told me about this event, I thought I'd get involved because I know the sort of person Elaine is. I know the sort of people she would attract. And, you know, I do a lot of networking events as well. And I thought, well, if I host a networking event, I can connect and collaborate with all these great people that are being brought together over these, you know, I think 6 days of intense sort of learning on how to get your mindset right.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. Because networking is really, especially for entrepreneurs, you know, the building as big a community as you can possibly build, you know, everyone supporting each other as opposed to removing that whole thing of competition. We're all here together, you know, meet people, collaborate with people, see how we can all help each other out, and in that positive way. It's very important.
That's right. Yeah, well, I believe in the saying, a rising tide lifts all boats. You know, there's no such thing as competition. It's just how we can all rise together to improve ourselves, improve entrepreneurship, improve the economy, and improve the world, because, you know, together we can accomplish everything.
Yeah, perfect. Love it. So we're excited to have you, Mike, and I'm really grateful that you were going to run for 5 days, that time slot. So on behalf of MAPS, I just want to say thank you for that. And if anybody wants to get to know a little bit more about you, have you a particular website or a link or something, that's just look up Mike Armstrong and there
just
you are.
Google search Mike Armstrong, you'll find me. Also look for hashtag Mike Armstrong, you'll find me. Type in the longest link tree in the world and you'll find me, or type in the Mike Armstrong link tree and you'll find me, or the Mike Armstrong podcast, Mike Armstrong YouTube channel. I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere. My job. They can't miss you. Can't miss you. Well, listen, I'm delighted because being part of this MAPS event that I actually got to meet people like you. So it's already given me back so much by being part of it. So thank you, and everyone for listening. Thank you for listening, and tune in, and definitely watch out for the network events. Definitely go attend them. Put them into your schedule for that week. If you don't turn up to too many other speakers, make sure you turn up to networking events. And have a great Friday and weekend. And we'll chat to you again soon. Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Bye.